Hi, everyone. Here inside the Broncos team room, I'm Chris Hall with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. The Broncos announcing today's 53-man roster. Of course, it is not finalized. It will probably change between now and Monday and between now and when the Broncos meet the Ravens. But first, going to start off with some initial reactions when we got the list, when we saw who the personnel and coaching staffs decided to let go. Something that jumped out. Phil, I'll start with you and Steven Johnson.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise factor there, just considering here's a guy who was, you know, going into his fourth year, started 7 games last year, had 32 tackles. And the other thing you want to see from a linebacker, maybe like a backup linebacker, is, hey, is he productive in special teams? And Steven Johnson has made a lot of special teams plays over the last few years. In fact, over the last 3 years, he's had 27 special teams tackles. That's led the Broncos during that span. So a little bit of a surprise, but it looks like maybe that means a guy like Corey Nelson, who made this team, they're seeing, hey, he has bigger potential there than Steven Johnson.
Yeah, all those tackles plus a touchdown. Remember that a couple years ago. Steven Johnson, Andrew, one of a handful of players who were carryovers from the last coaching staff regime.
Yeah, you look at some of the other names that are familiar to Broncos fans. Isaiah Burse was the punt returner most of last year. He was let go. Ben Garland, who, you know, seems like he's been around forever, going back to when he was on military leave in 2010 after he was in camp. He didn't make the 53-man roster. Tony Carter, he's been around going back to 2010, 2011. He didn't make the team. And Lamin Barrow, a draft pick last year, really caught in that crunch at inside linebacker that also claimed Steven Johnson. You know, they went with Todd Davis and Corey Nelson as the backups behind Dane Trevathan and Brandon Marshall. So tough day for Barrow, too.
Tough day for Barrow. Those players who, again, were carried over, but a handful of new players, Phil. And, of course, another one who we all were hoping would get better and healthy, Jordan Norwood. Add to that, Benny Fowler, guys who did make this team.
Yeah, well, Jordan Norwood was on his way to making this team last year, but then he had the injury, so he missed the entire year last year. Got back, made the team this year. We saw him make so many catches against San Francisco 2 weeks ago. And then, of course, throughout the preseason, we've seen plays made by Benny Fowler. Had 5 catches and a touchdown against the Cardinals the other night. So, and he's a big guy, has a big potential there. So 2 wide receivers there who did make the team that had big preseasons.
That's right. And also going into that game, we talked about it in our pregame show between Capri Bibbs and Monte Ball. Monte knew he was not only going to dress, he knew he was going to get a lot of carries. Coach Kubiak said after the game he's going to have to go back and look at the film, and what he saw probably led to this decision, Andrew.
Yeah, what he saw was Monte Ball being met in the backfield on 9 of the 16 carries that he had, including 7 of them in the second half when the offensive line was reshuffled substantially. Really did not have a lot of room to work with. He actually had more yardage after contact than he accounted for in terms of yardage gained, 29 yards after contact, and he finished with 27 yards total, which tells you how often he was dealing with defenders in the backfield. So I'm not surprised at that. You know, another, but I'll say, looking at the roster, and one guy that I did not mention earlier, Curtis Marsh at cornerback. There was it was interesting to see how the cornerback depth shook out as well, and Marsh ended up making it over a Torian Nixon 7th round pick.
There you go. Tough day, not only for the Broncos, but for every team around the NFL as they make these hard decisions, which also, when other teams release players, it also makes everyone else think about, well, maybe they want to go pick them up. So this roster never done, still moving, still getting formed. We'll see what the Broncos take into week 1 against Baltimore. For Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris.